Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I understand what I'm about to say is probably going against a lot of research, a lot of evidence, going against many doctors, nutritionists. Seen something really scary come through today.
Oh, God.
And I saw it as like a tiny little pop-up on a website, and now I'm seeing it as a full-blown article across multiple different platforms, and I'm a bit worried. I think Big Health is trying to take...
Big Health! Yeah, no, go on.
Yeah, Big Health. Those bastards.
Yeah. They're always trying to make me eat well.
They're trying to ruin something that is... not okay. You can't have it. When I tell you what it is, I think we all understand it's not a health food.
If this is about what I think it is.
Big Health's coming for Fairy Bread.
I knew it. Here we go.
I saw it yesterday and I was
Well, yesterday was National Fairy Bread Day.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday and I was like, on, like, you wouldn't talk crap about Jesus on Christmas. Why
That's
are you
true.
Doing
yeah.
it about Fairy Bread yesterday of all days? Not okay.
What's wrong with fairy bread? Are people finally figuring out that sprinkles may not be good for us? Shock.
Like, what food group would you put sprinkles in?
I don't know. What's the big one at the bottom that you're supposed to have as a sometimes food?
Yeah, definitely.
As the Cookie Monster would say, you wouldn't be eating this all the time.
It's a sometimes food. But apparently there's these sites, Kids Spot, there's these people. It's got like, when I say these, they don't sound like things that should be in food. Mm. Like amaranth and
what's that?
Tartar resin. Jess, these are all things that are bad.
Sounds
They're
chemically.
Stuff that are like dyes and these are all...
I was going to say, is it like red dye 33 or something?
Yeah, it is. It's called 123 and 102. But it's like all artificial colours and all that. And I understand.
Again, is anyone shocked? They're not like
no.
bursting berries to like colour sprinkles, are they?
Yeah, I get it. But... like, what compromise can we come to with Big Health where before they cancel fairy bread?
Right.
I've never been big into leaning into, like, we shouldn't do this.
Uh-huh.
We shouldn't do that. We really shouldn't be. Let's just not.
Well, you have a child now. Like, if you were to rock up to a birthday party and, like, a parent has banned fairy bread, would you be disappointed? Or
For
like...
myself, yes. Because I like to
are
eat
you,
it at kids'
are you
parties.
Letting? Are you letting Jack? Young Jack have fairy bread?
I mean, I feel like he'd love it. But yeah, I see, here's my thing with what Big Health's doing.
Oh, here we go.
They're informing me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the exact harms that fairy bread could have. No, I'm not saying all fairy breads. They're saying that from the research they've done.
Let a boy live in ignorant bliss.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm a bit worried and I wanted to... open the phones, because in moments of crisis, I think when people come together, it's good to, you know, talk about it.
Yeah.
On 5223 2955, should fairy bread be cancelled?
Right. I mean, what's the alternative? Because, like, I saw a mum on TikTok yesterday, and she was like, my kid asked for fairy bread, so I dyed some coconut flakes.
Can I describe to you what this nutritionist has suggested? Because she doesn't think that kids should go without fairy bread.
Oh, there is an alternative other than sad coconut flakes. Go on.
Now, I almost need to put some sexy music behind it because this is...
Please.
No, actually, everyone needs to have this hit them between the eyes.
The hard truth. Here we go.
How about instead of white bread, we switch it for sourdough or
Yuck.
Wholemeal?
No.
Using unsalted butter instead of
what?
Margarine and using sprinkles made without artificial colours. Now, I can get around the last bit, but it tastes... Trust me, I love like multigrain bread and wholemeal bread more. Like when I have toast or sandwiches, I will always use that. But fairy bread is for white bread. That's
yeah. This is like when Americans try fairy bread and they go, so I've toasted the wholemeal bread. No, stop.
No.
Stop. You've immediately ruined it.
Should we? 5223 2955. Are you worried about fairy bread being cancelled? Should we be cancelling it? I need to hear what people across Geelong are thinking.
Just so you know, if you do call up on 5223 2955 and you tell Tim that fairy bread should be cancelled, he may cry. We may see tears.
Bring it on. I'm happy to have, because again, Big Health's trying to scare us.
Yeah.
And we don't want that. Lloyd from Armstrong Creek, a voice of the people. Lloyd, how would you feel if Big Health took down fairy bread?
Tim, this is outrageous. I want to speak to this person personally on the phone. I want you to give me his phone number or their phone number.
Yeah.
I want to know how many bowls of stupid they had this morning to think that this is a problem.
Well, no, as I've said, Lloyd, as I've said, there's some quite bold and damning evidence against particular sprinkles that have these harmful things in them. So I'm not saying that I'm not here to ignore that.
If they were harmful, why are we still standing? I mean, I would have bloody been in hospital a long time ago. There's nothing wrong with it.
Lloyd,
you're ruining the childhood here.
I wouldn't use Jess and I as pillars of health.
Fair. For a long time, it's been the Tim or Jess show on this station.
So, Lloyd, but I can hear the passion in your voice because that's how much it means to certain people, Jess.
Katrina in Lara, you agree with Tim and Lloyd. This is almost un-Australian.
It is un-Australian. It's totally un-Australian. It's a staple food for all children and adults. And the other thing, too, it can't be that bad for us because now hundreds of thousands are halal. So, can't be that bad for us, for sure.
And we all know that means health.
I was not expecting a halal hit for six.
They seriously are. I used to be a chef and I worked in childcare and I said, oh, it's all right. Because someone said, oh, they can't have them. I'm like, yeah, they can. They say they're halal.
Tim's speechless.
Yeah,
speechless.
I don't know what to
take
say.
Take that, big health.
Obviously, Katrina, I'm sure we're all on the same page. The harmful things inside it, we want them to be removed, but we need to keep fairy bread around as a whole.
Katrina, you said you used to work in childcare. If you were to present children,
oh, I don't think it's flying at daycare,
with a piece of fairy bread and it's not on white bread, do you think the kids are going to have any interest in it at all?
No, they'd still eat it in childcare at home. I don't reckon they would, because most childcare centres now only offer brown bread. So,
damn.
Well,
big health getting into childcare as well,
like
Tim.
Everyone's getting carried away. This is not what I wanted this to be about. I was just worried about the ramifications it could have for innocent victims of sprinkles.
It's already happened. I'm devastated.
I feel like I'm siding with big health
all of
a sudden.
But at least it's halal.
Yeah, that is quite, it's good to know.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, remember that bloke that was a etiquette expert? His name's William Hansen. He's literally a British etiquette coach.
Oh, no, not ringing any bells.
Well, he's done a few, like, little articles here and there about, like, different etiquettes for different situations.
Have you been doing some one-on-one sessions with him?
I haven't, surprisingly.
I feel like that could be some money well invested.
Well, he usually talks about, like, the correct way to eat things and, you know, placement for, you know, being, you know, your best.
Is this the bloke that was like, you absolutely should be eating pizzas with knives and forks?
Okay. This very guy. He's now come out. He's actually got a new book out called Just Good Manners. And so in this book, he talks about the correct etiquette for supermarkets. Apparently, there is a particular etiquette that you can use in a supermarket.
I've started becoming more frustrated with people at the supermarket.
Oh, really?
For not, like, pick a side. You can't be in the middle. If we've got trolleys or whatever it is, move over. You can't put your trolley on one side and then you're standing on the other looking at your cans of diced tomatoes, you idiot. You're blocking the whole lane.
He did say that a couple of the things that he addresses in his supermarket etiquette do address that. Don't block the aisles while you...
That's a no-no.
You peruse. He also says don't chat in the aisles. If you're chatting in the aisles, don't chat side by side. Make sure you leave room for people to come through.
Naturally.
There are some a bit more, I guess...
Questionable
choices that he suggests you make. The trolley U-turn. Do not ever perform a U-turn with your trolley.
Oh, you have to, like, say if you've missed something, you've just got to do a full lap
he said
around the next aisle to come back.
It's actually far better, this is his exact words, far better to return to the start of the supermarket and begin again.
What? I'm not going through the gates again, mate.
There is a particular way that you need to go through the supermarket. You start in the fresh produce at the very start of the shop and you basically, like, do a zigzag up and down the aisles. You're never to do a U-turn. If you miss something from that aisle, you need to go back to the start and do it all over again.
Do you have a select way that you like to go when you go to the supermarket?
Yeah, I go fresh produce, meats, and then anything in the middle aisles.
See, I'll do the opposite.
Really?
Well, because I want, like, if I'm getting meat off out of the cool section, yeah. I want that as
I never thought about that, hey?
And, like, you don't want the fruit and veggies getting squashed underneath your boxes of rice bubbles,
Tim,
Jess.
You might be the smartest man I've known.
But that's you need to surround yourself with better men, I think.
The other suggestions he makes for etiquette in a supermarket are eating food before you pay is an absolute no-no.
Oh, sorry, Jess.
Crumbs from the big loaf of bread that you've been feeding yourself or your child will fall on the floor, attract vermin, look unsightly, and give the impression that you think you are some way above the rules.
You have a bit of a nosh. What foods will you nosh on?
I haven't done it for a long time, but I used to, like, you know, if I'm buying a bag of chips, I might open the chips and have a nosh. I'll always pay for it, obviously, at the end. But, you know, it will be half eaten by the time I get to the checkout.
You know, I do the same with onions because I know it's based on weight and I just...
Oh, you never eat anything based on weight, don't you dare. The other thing is, speaking of getting to the checkout, the till divider at the supermarket belt, if you do not place the next customer please kind of divider piece of plastic, that is very, very poor etiquette. You need to put it in there so that the next shopper knows that they can start loading their groceries.
So if there's no one behind you, do you put it there anyway?
Yes.
Like, is that what you would do, or is that what, like...
That's what he's saying that you should do.
Because if there's no one behind me, until they arrive, I will raw dog it, as they say in the business. I will say that there is no end to my shopping. This may continue for years. I hope you're at the start of your shift because we could be here for a while, young man or lady. That's how I go about it. And then I see someone, I go, oh, do you want me to get it?
There's no etiquette mentioned when it comes to self-checkouts, though, Tim. So.
Oh, just don't be an ass. It's pretty simple. I know, I am starting to become the grumpy person at the supermarket. But
yeah,
behave. It's not that hard. Tim and Jess, the podcast. I want to talk about our friends at Geelong United. Jazz Shelley, she comes in every single week. She'll be here on Thursday. Unfortunately, Geelong coming up short against UC United over the weekend on Saturday afternoon. But I want to talk about something else. Now, we're excited because Mon Conti is going to be joining the team in a playing capacity. She was playing for the Richmond in the AFLW.
It was written into her contract that she had to wait a couple of weeks.
So she's going to be playing. It's either this weekend or the following weekend. Now, there was news coming out of Geelong United last week that Lynetta Kaiser departed the club for personal reasons. So we're not going to go into that. We don't really know what's going on, but wishing her all the best with her basketball career. The coach of the team, his name is Chris Lucas.
Chris was like, put me in. I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go. He says, look, we're happy with our team. We're not going to rush into signing somebody because we want to make sure that person is the right fit. We're trying to build a team. It's our first year in the WNBL. I'm trying to, we don't want to make rash decisions.
Fair enough.
Been thinking all weekend.
Right?
You're pretty free on weekends.
I disagree.
Do you think I could Mr. Miyagi you?
I'm the missing link.
And I could
that Geelong United needs.
I know you're a netbally girl.
Yeah.
Could I convert you to basketball and we
put? No, the balls are pretty heavy.
You can bounce. You don't have to carry it. You can just bounce it. Remember, you're not shooting it like you would in netball.
Yeah.
We can get you. I think on defense, we can get you in a great role.
Yeah.
On the side, I
used to play a lot of wing defense at netball. Yep. So.
Oh, that's such a bad sign.
What do you mean?
They're the first. That's where you put the players that are garbage.
Oh, I used to play goalkeeper too, but I was a very good wing defense.
When the other one was sick. Yeah. But I think would you be open to a bit of training and you know, get you out there? Put you in front of Jazz, and we get Jazz Shelley to do genuine coaching. She's played college ball. She's played for Australia, playing for Geelong United. We put you in front of Chris Lucas, getting you to do some basketball drills and here's our star signing, Jessica Kazi.
I used to do rep netball. So they used to do big training days where you'd go and you'd, play in front of a whole bunch of people to get selected. Do they do selections like that for the basketball?
I don't think
there's
an open tryout.
There isn't?
There's not an open tryout. It's more like, hey, we'll pay you to come and play basketball with us because we're a professional organisation.
But can I do an open tryout for Chris?
Well, I think if we get Jazz on board
yeah.
and maybe this week, maybe next week, we go out, we get to the arena, we put you through your paces.
How do you think she'd feel? Because she did say that 28 was pretty old for a basketballer, and I'm 33.
Age is just an idea.
Fair enough.
To me. And you, I think you know what you do have, Jess?
Tenacity.
That dog in you.
Yeah. I got that drive.
Oh,
I got them bad knees.
You do quit quicker than anyone else I know.
But I try everything.
Yeah. And you know what you can bring to the team? You are a very good cook.
Yes.
They like to go out for dinners. And I think that's your way in.
Right.
You get them on the table, so then you can get them on the court.
Right. I will bring a chocolate cake to the tryout.
Again, it is not a tryout. It's going to be like more of a casual thing. Like, oh, hey, Chris, didn't see you there. I was just shooting hoops with Jazz.
I look him in the eye as I shoot a goal.
No, basket.
Oh.
They don't do goals in basketball. Don't speak, maybe. Just.
I'll let you do the talking as my manager.
Okay.
Yeah.
This week we'll investigate it. We'll chat to Jazz.
Let's pitch it to Jazz when she's in the studio and see what she thinks. If she can work with me, I'm happy to do it.
That is the key ingredient. I agree.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.